Sailing Salems under orange skies. Their copious note-taking as foreign.
A UBC Music Production Club Songstarter Network like group thing, and usually that just lasts for one song, but when you're having fun you keep going, and then I realized, wait, I know Elijah from through friends and he plays keys, I know Maddie since I was 5 years old, she plays guitar, and Dylan, who I met at a Black MIDI concert through his ex, plays drums. And so when you have an opportunity like that, you just take it, I find.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I missed a little bit of that. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, located on unceded Musqueam territory in so-called Vancouver. Okay, interesting. Yeah, well, with that out of the way, I say we go along with the music if everybody's ready.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Amon.
All right, take it away, The Incident.
are The Incident. You can find us at The Incident YVR on Instagram. This next one is called Sunk Cost. We banished our dissonance aside. We'll run away into the sprawl and watch the housing prices fall and take for granted the bright skin, the love in our garbage bin, and say we'll always have today. Scratch the itches they gave us, we find a way to be of use. The cracks in the pavement, our parents growing more confused. Our friends cure cancer, we have all we need. The sunk cost of living our dreams. In our McMansion, our tight commune, I sacrificed my fleeting youth for you. The endless possibilities, a tiny world of make-believe, waste away our liberties, paint our lawn the color green, and we'll end up right back here. And I can see the coming years bouncing off the windshield, burning our refugees, the chances taken leave, killing off our promises, savoring what we keep. The sunk cost of living our dreams. I assure you it will fix it all, watching him grow so tall. We never had a hope at all, just a vision. We thought that we'd be satisfied, swapping sex for lullabies. We're falling asleep at the steering wheel. Life is fake and time is real, but death is my beginning. I'm stuck inside a life with you. We'll grow our understanding. It was never ours to choose. Until death does us part. I'll be planting a camera in between your hazel eyes, doubting your plain truth, trusting your sacred lies. Promise me this, the kids never hear the screams, the soft cost of living our dreams. Thank you. Passing it over to Maddie now.
The tuner pedal do? Just oh okay. All right, I'm a little congested here, so bear with me.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go. All right. Hit it.
as I reflect on the people I've let down. A drink to evacuate my mind and further my decline as I try not to drown. Thanks to a lifetime of distress, the thing that I do best is dig myself a deeper hole. So I guess it's time to see a shrink, 'cause I'm starting to think that I'm not quite in control. And chances
me. Maddie and Cameron are switching guitars because Maddie just, excuse me? Sorry. Mic went out for a second. Maddie's just built different, so, you know.
Noodle arms. I have noodle arms.
This next one's gonna get loud. I'm sorry. You got it? All right. You ready? This one's called I Buried My Drugs on a Hill in Burnaby. One, two, three, four!
I buried my drugs on a hill in Burnaby. One cold, rainy day, I buried my drugs on a hill when I could have just thrown them away. I thought staying in a grave for my drugs would help me move on and change who I was. I tried to convince myself that I didn't even want it, but it didn't even matter because I didn't bury all of it. I buried my drugs on a hill in Burnaby without really knowing why. I buried my drugs on a hill and immediately after I got high. Drugs on a hill in Burnaby. And then I wrote this song. And now that I have sufficiently destroyed my vocal cords, I'm gonna sing a love song. This one's called Little Everything. Down a lonely road, a long way from starry eyes. And when you feel you've had enough, you can wake me up to drive. You'll sing a song or two, she's a little out of tune, but there's a harmony within my soul. She's an angel, she's a menace, she's a renegade violinist. She always knows what strings to pull. Na-na-na-na. She's a little everything, dancing with her satin string. Wrap me tight and spin me to the end. She's a little everywhere, a little of a little, I don't care. Don't go too far, I just might lose my way. Me, don't stick to me, don't make me say it twice. Cause I got back in my religion just so I could tell my God to play it nice. Another blood red moon, every omen breaks in two, and I'm still trying to piece together what you're thinking of. Like an answer to a wish, she's a punchline she don't miss. She asked me what I'm laughing for, it was just because. She's a little everything, dancing with her satin string. Wrap me tight and spin me to the end. She's a little everywhere, a little of a little, I don't care. Don't go too far, I just might lose my.
Can I get a bit more vocal in my monitor, please? Hello. Okay.
Cool.
This one's called It Would Be So Easy. never answered the forking alleys. We never ventured, and still we dwell on what would happen. It would be so easy, but I can't seem to know how to plug these holes down. Sense the rope, follow where it goes. Is that you? Still, is that you? Built in the way I flex in the mirror and count my bugs. A man in a necktie pointing towards a yellow line. We shake hands, 'cause it would be so. Thank you, everyone. We are The Incident. We're a brand new band. Been practicing together since September. We're good friends. It's been a great time. Thank you for coming tonight and for giving us some of your time. You might know this one, maybe. Sing along if you do.
I'm feeling raw, I'm in the prime of my life. Let's make some music, make some money, find some models for wives. I'll move to Paris, shoot some heroin, and fuck with the stars. You man the island and the cocaine and the elegant cars. This is our decision to live fast and die young. We got the vision, now let's have some fun.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. What else can we do? Get jobs at offices and wake up for the morning commute.
I'm gonna need you guys to teach me the lyrics.
Forget about our mothers and our friends.
We were fated to pretend. To pretend.
I miss the playgrounds and the animals and digging up worms.
I'll miss the comfort of my mother and the weight of the world. I'll miss Elijah and Maddie and Thomas and Dylan. I'll miss and the time spent chilling. But there is really nothing, nothing we can do. Love must be forgotten. Life can always start up anew.
We'll have children, we'll get a divorce, find some more models, everything was running its course. We'll choke on our vomit, and that will be the end.
We were fated. We're fated to pretend. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. We are The Incident. You can find us at The Incident YVR on Instagram. We'll be at the Roxy on Thursday night. Come say hi. Thanks, everyone.
Woo! Shall I? Okay. So we're going to take maybe like a 5-minute ad break, and then there's going to be more music. One more song and like some interview stuff. So stick around for that. Once again, you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM radio, unless you're here in the nest listening to us in person. Here's your ads for 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Robots. Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area. They want to be loved by robots.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Moon River, the collaborative new project for members of the Juno-nominated indie folk mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the incident in radio performance. Now we're going to be doing like a brief interview segment followed by a sneaky little single that's going to be coming out in May. My first question to y'all is, one, that was a fantastic set. So congratulations on that. That was amazing. And two, I'm curious about the lyrics to the song I Buried My Drugs in Burnaby something, yada. Very curious about that. Please, if you could give the backstory to that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so that song, it's funny because that's the perfect title for it. I mean, that's the whole story in the title right there. And I don't think I'll ever again write a song that is accurate to the true story as that. I was just a heavy stoner at one point, and I was trying to quit my habits. And so I thought, you know, what if I gave myself a fun little ritual? I'll go bury the rest of my stash up on Burnaby Mountain. And that was completely useless because I still kept some in my pocket at the end. And I, you know, took the walk of shame home thinking, what am I doing with my life? And so it's just a song about kind of trying to make an effort to improve yourself, but really you can only go far as so far to be symbolic about it. I guess maybe if you've ever like deleted all but one or two photos of your ex, you know the feeling that I'm talking about.
I see. Did the music come before the choice of lyrics, or was it like, I mean, how did that song like get created?
It all just came together instantly in my head. I was just like, I don't know why I need this to be a country song. And that was part of my excitement with joining the band, because I can't play it with just a piano. It's got to be a whole orchestra.
Gotcha.
Great. Oh, thank you guys for coming. I'm the new president of MPC. My name is Alex. And really welcome you guys. I have some question about this. These songs are very distinct and also very unique. And I'm really curious about your artistic vision and how about your songwriting process and how you make this distinctive creative apart from others.
I think our songwriting process has been a bit all over the place. Sometimes it's as simple as I or Elijah or Maddie show up with a completed song written on a piano or an acoustic guitar, and we try to orchestrate it from there. Other times, I think recently we've been trying to write more collaboratively, in that like something comes from a jam or a simple guitar idea that someone had. Our opening song, which is untitled for now, is very much like that. It was just, I was kind of writing it as a folk song, and I just was playing it around Thomas at his place. And he started playing this like really cool Radiohead or like Squid-esque electric guitar harmony over it. And we were like, hold on. And then now it's something that, like, it's a song I think Dylan really shines on in how many changes the drums go through and how intense they get. So to answer the question, I think our songwriting process is like very much all over the place.
Yeah.
I guess that maybe speaks to how many different sounds there are and how it would maybe be awkward to throw them all on an album now, but it's something that I think is very exciting and a way that our sound can sort of develop and narrow over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I'm curious now about, like, I don't know, I mean, I see you all performing out there very, like, I don't know, dynamically. I'm curious if there's like specific songs that each of you take the most joy in when you're participating in your roles. Like, I don't know if there's like one that's like, oh, this is so fun on the drums or so fun on the guitar. Like, and if that actually plays a role in like the creative process.
Yeah.
I really love playing piano for distress. just because I love when you can do a lot with a little. And, you know, some of the songs, they're pretty loud, and so I feel the tendency to kind of just dance my fingers all around the keyboard and, you know, try to fit in there. But Distress, there's like a lot of space for the instruments to just kind of do something simple. Guitar is simple, bass is simple, drums are simple, and so piano is simple too. And I can just play like four notes here, five notes there, and it works fine.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree. I think Distress is probably one of my favorite ones to play. The drums are very simple, but I think they work well with the song, and I kind of enjoy playing it. So, you know, simple is good sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't have any, like, well, I didn't have too much, like, creative, like, input with this one, but I do really like playing Logan Roy, so I'm excited to have you play it later.
Okay, cool.
Hi, yeah, I love Distress, too. Honestly, I love all the songs, because when you come out, by the way, this is Thomas. I play the bass.
Hello, Thomas.
You know, coming up with all the bass lines, you know, it's a joy in itself, and then I love Distress because it's one of the heavier, like, pick playing songs. Like, you can hear the attack, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, very clearly. That's very nice. But I also really like the playing on Sunk Cost. Came up with that little lick. I don't get tired of it.
In February, Thomas was away for a month. And so during our practices, we would sing that little
the bass line. I see.
Yeah, this is Maddie. I'm on electric. Glad to hear everyone likes Distress so much. That's the only one I wrote. In terms of parts that are fun to play, it's very, very strenuous to play, but I really do love playing the acoustic on I Buried My Drugs, just like going absolutely psycho on there. It's just a lot of fun. My arm feels like jello by the end every time, but it's a very fun song
to play.
You're
a real trooper for being able to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, as Elijah articulated, I can't do it. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I see. Cool. Okay, one last question maybe. I am curious about what's to come for the incident. You know, what does the future look like?
Well, I think the only logical next step is the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I didn't tell you guys this. I literally had a dream like a couple weeks ago. I had a dream that it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was like the Oscars. I was watching, I had this dream that I was watching the Oscars in my living room. And then while I'm watching the TV, Jimmy Kimmel goes, "All right, our musical guest for tonight is The Incident." And I watched us walk on stage on the Oscars, and I was just sitting there befuddled in my living room. It was the weirdest dream. Sorry, completely off topic. I just thought it was funny.
That's amazing.
I mean, you know, they say some stuff about dreams. Sometimes they come true.
Yeah.
Messages from the deep.
Okay. Well, we have a SSN radio show tomorrow, and Jimmy Kimmel is going to be hosting that. So, look forward to that.
Answer, next up is the Roxy on Thursday, as well as 648 Kingsway on the 30th, and some other shows in May. But come to the Roxy. Come to the Roxy.
Okay. Yeah. So short-term future, perform a bunch, get comfortable with it, you know, develop cohesion on stage. And then down the line, what are we thinking? Like, Grammys? I mean, like, what, like, you know, what's the ultimate goal for y'all?
I think I just want to be making music and enjoying it and seeing where it goes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. We're going to be aiming for rock and roll superstars, you know.
Hall
of Famers.
Yeah. Cool. Alrighty, y'all. Well, that concludes all of my questions. And for our listeners, thank you for listening. As mentioned, The Incident will be performing live at the Roxy this Thursday, April 11th, so get tickets fast for more incidents / awesome tunes. Other MPC news, I didn't mention it that thoroughly, but this show is being hosted by the MPC, by me, Aman, the post-president of the MPC Music Production Club. And tomorrow, the MPC will be hosting the Song Starters Network radio show for this term, which will air at 7 p.m., so tune in for more never-before-heard student-made music. You can follow the MPC on @MPC_UBC, not .UBC. .UBC is our old Instagram account, which we are now locked out of, so go _UBC. And @TheIncidentYVR to follow their journey. But before we go, we've got one more track for you. The Incident has completed their first ever single, which they'll be playing live during their concert. But They will also be releasing to streaming in May. So again, follow them on their Instagram to, you know, catch it on streaming. So, lucky for y'all, we've got the single here for you today. So this has been the Incident Radio, in radio performance hosted by the AMS Music Production Club on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in so-called Vancouver. Wishing everyone a great night and enjoy Logan Roy by The Incident. Oh, and stay tuned for the music box up next on CITR after this signal. Here is Logan Roy by The Incident. I know I said that the radio show was over, but I'd also like to thank Kira, who was doing the sound check and all the wiring and all the stuff, basically holding us all together. So huge shout out to them, as well as CITR at large. Stay tuned once again for the music box up next.